Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, which is simply the voice. I don't get the opportunity to watch a ton of television. However, when I do, I enjoy watching television with my daughters. They introduce me to the latest shows and then shows that have been out that I've just never seen. One such show I watched with my daughter not long ago called The Voice. The concept is intriguing. Contestants are on the stage auditioning to be a top singer. The judges are not facing them. On the contrary, the judges have their backs turned toward them. And then when they hear a voice that sounds great, the judge turns around and tells the contestant that they want to work with them, that they want to follow them, and they want to help and support them in any way they can. I thought the concept was interesting because I hadn't seen a show where the judges have their backs turned and are only listening for a voice. It reminded me of the challenge or the scenarios surrounding business leaders all over the world. If you are running your own business, you're an entrepreneur, you have taken the plunge to do things yourself and start an enterprise, you too are listening to voices every day. Your success is predicated on the ability to listen to and respond to various voices that come to us every single day. I like to say that voice would be our acronym for today that tells us the five key things that we should listen to all throughout the day. And responding and listening to the voices we hear are going to determine how successful we become in every aspect of our lives. That V in our voice acronym simply reminds us of the importance of listening to the voice of victory. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the voice of victory. It was General George S. Patton who once said, accept the challenges so that you can feel the exhilaration of victory. The voice of victory typically comes in the form of a challenge, meaning something that you have never accomplished before that you're setting out to do right now. What challenge is it that you're responding to? Many have already responded to the challenge of becoming entrepreneurs and business leaders and working in your own framework to become successful better than ever before. The voice of victory will always be in the form of a challenge to test you to do something you've never done before. And I always say that when you hear a challenge, that's evidence that the power is on the inside of us to overcome that challenge. That first voice will be a voice of victory. The second one will be a voice of obedience. I always like to say habits are simply the voices we choose not to ignore. Every day we have voices that tell us when it's time to wake up and brush our teeth and wash our faces and take showers and get ourselves prepared for the day. The voices don't stop there because whatever habits we don't ignore, we hear a voice for that as well. We hear a voice that says it's time to make a cup of coffee or time to go and work out. Those voices are the ones that if we choose to obey can guide our whole life. I ask you, my friends and neighbors, what voice are you listening to every day and what voices are you ignoring? Those voices make a difference in how we orchestrate and run our business enterprises. I challenge you as well to communicate with your mentees and those who are following you and encourage them to develop habits because, again, habits are simply voices we choose not to ignore. And once we follow them, we'll develop a pattern of obedience. And I know obedience is not always the word everyone likes to hear. However, it does speak to the fact that we must be true to ourselves in order to achieve our highest aspirations. That I in our voice acronym simply reminds us that there is always going to be a voice of improvement. There's always going to be something within us that wants us to get better and better and better. Think about it. Think of the house you lived in 20 years ago. Think of the car you drove 20 years ago and the clothes you wore 20 years ago. And I will assure you that maybe except for the home, you have a different car, you have have different clothes and you probably have a different house simply because we love to constantly improve. There is a difference between a flower and a tree. A flower will only improve and grow to a point. It'll look pretty, but it'll only get so tall. You've never seen a 50-foot lilac or a 10-foot rose or a 90-foot tulip. On the contrary, trees continue to grow and expand, not just above the ground, but also beneath the ground. We want to take a pattern to be more like trees and less like flowers. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should constantly shoot to improve and get better and better. Our speech should improve. Our dedication should improve. Our communication should improve. And everything about us should get better. If people haven't seen you in 5 years, will they notice the improvement if they saw you today? If your friends took a vacation or moved to another city or state and you didn't see them for several months, will they notice when they saw you again that you were even better than they were the last time? I encourage you, let's adopt the process of trees and not the flower. The C in our voice acronym just simply outlines the power of collaboration. Working with others is the key to success. At our company with Success Training Institute, we always say to people who work with us in a vendor or contractor capacity that we don't believe in independent contractors. On the contrary, we believe in interdependent contractors because no one is truly an independent contractor. You need somebody in order to succeed. We're all interdependent. We all rely on each other in order to win. If you're working and you're seeing yourself as an independent contractor, I challenge you to change that picture. See yourself as interdependent and start focusing on those who you need to work with in order to succeed. It's the same concept, the reason that we like sports on television. We like to watch football and basketball and baseball. Why? Because those are teams. No one person wins or loses by themselves. Again, I always tell our staff that if they do not succeed, they can blame nobody but me, because my job is to make sure that our entire team succeeds, from the top executive to the newest intern and everyone in between. The job in business is collaboration. And finally, the role of the voice is listen to the voice of encouragement. My friends, I challenge you to keep yourself encouraged. You are the greatest. You did make the right decision. You are going down the right path. Yes, you're blazing a trail, and yes, many may not understand, but never let that keep you from listening and embracing the voice of encouragement. The reason why many are suffering from low self-esteem and a lack of confidence is simply because they're listening to the wrong voices inside their mind. They're looking in the mirror and they're listening to the voice that's telling them the opposite of who they really are. I challenge you, my friends, to look in the mirror today and tell yourself that you are the greatest, that you will succeed, that this will be the best day that you've ever had in the business, that you're going to secure deals and close customers and achieve even more than you ever expected. When my children were younger, we still do it today, but when they were younger, we had a motto that we said every day. We get together, and after we had our family time, we closed by saying, "We are the Wallaces. And we are the best." And when I would talk to them on the phones, I would always close the conversation by saying, "Who are you?" Then they tell me their names. And I say, "What's your last name?" "Wallace." "And what does that mean?" "The best." So much so that one of my daughters was in the second grade. One of her friends came up to her and they were talking. And she says, "My name is Sophia and it means wisdom. What does your name mean?" And my daughter says, "Well, I don't know the meaning of my first name, but my last name means the best." She really believed that her last name meant the best. Do you really believe that you are the best? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, listen to that voice of encouragement. Listen to the words inside you and let them rise up and become louder than ever. And tell yourself that you're going to succeed. You're going to be the best. And then not only do you encourage yourself, but then create a culture where you're encouraging everybody else. I saw a great show called The Voice, and I challenge you to listen to the voices today, my friends. The voices of victory, obedience, improvement, collaboration, and encouragement. This call was brought to you by Simply Success. Success.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.